This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the February 7th podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. My name is Natalie Pinchem, and I will be reading a synopsis of an article on the spine and oncology published today. Surgical outcomes in spinal cord ependymomas and the importance of extent of resection in children and young adults. A clinical article by Michael Safai and colleagues. Spinal cord ependymomas are rare at all ages, but particularly so in children. The authors of this study examined a large group of nearly 200 patients of all ages treated at a single institution for spinal cord ependymomas. They then looked in more detail at the patients under 21 years of age. This group was small, with only 24 patients. But some broad conclusions could be reached. Interestingly, the most common presenting symptom in the majority of patients was back pain, with motor weakness being less common. The pathology of the tumours ranged from myxopapillary ependymoma to classic ependymoma or anaplastic ependymoma. Although these tumours are considered a classic surgical disease, gross total resection was achieved in only 50% of the classic ependymoma group. In the patients with myxopapillary ependymomas, gross total resection was achieved in the majority of cases. Despite these resection rates, a minority of ependymomas in the overall group, about 20%, progressed and developed recurrent disease. It is important to note that when recurrence occurred, it did so several years after the initial surgery and was usually amenable to further surgery. A combination of surgery and the relatively indolent biology of the disease usually leads to a favorable long-term outcome. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org.